Hello, and guess what? You're listening to Matt Timms, and welcome to the Mind Kitchen. The Mind Kitchen is a brilliant new game show, and we're broadcasting it from Heritage Radio Network over at Roberta's. And guess what else? Whole Foods Market is sponsoring. So anyways, let me tell you guys the premise of this whole idea, just to get you my fan base started and percolating. The premise is this. When I was a little boy, my sister and I were pretty bored all the time, and we would come up with this game, an improv game, where we came up with five crazy ingredients and thought up three courses. And those three courses we pitched to one another, and the one that was the brainiest won. And it all eventually ended in tears. So that is not going to happen this time. I've got a show. Anyways, I've got three awesome guests, and they're all with me today. And this is what we're going to do. And might as well just go around the horn and introduce my people. And these guys were cool enough to come over and check out this very first nascent episode of this super dope show, The Mind Kitchen. George Motes! George Motes is here! Yay! You want to know what about George Motes? Homeboy actually is the president chief of the New York Food Film Festival. He's also written a book, Hamburger America. Dude, tell us, what else you got going on?
Hey, Tim, thanks for having me on your very first show.
Matt Timms, but yes, wicked!
I said Timms.
Oh, right on, dude, I love that.
That's how they get you in
the
kitchen.
So, officer, what was the question? What was the question?
I just want to hear you, like, plug your awesome stuff, because it's pretty critical to all you guys.
The New York
City. I can't
wait
to brag about all the three guests that I got on the show. George Motes.
Well, first thing I have to say is that I won the People's Choice Award at the Chili Takedown this year.
Yes, you did. I'll tell everyone about the Chili Takedown, all these takedowns. These guys know all about it, and so will our listeners. And yes, you're a celebrity. You won the Chili Takedown.
I mean, that to me was the high point of my year. By far. I mean, I put out a book, I started a film festival, but that was definitely one of the high points of the year, was winning that contest. That felt so good to me, you know.
The takedown rules.
Hey, it was a lot of fun. So I wrote a book about hamburgers. I love hamburgers, you know.
Dude, you traveled across the country.
I did.
Splashy, beautiful pictures of big bastard-sized hamburgers.
Big hamburger porn to the max.
Yeah.
Buns and patties.
Buns and patties, right?
Well, who else do we have here? Rachel Wharton.
Hello.
Can you describe yourself? Guess what she is, you guys.
I have red hair and freckles.
She rules. And glasses, just like mine.
I'm the deputy editor of Edible Manhattan and Edible Brooklyn, both of which explore the food culture of their two particular boroughs. And I like to eat, and I like to go on game shows. This is the first one, and I'm really expecting this to be the high point of 2010 already.
She said she was nervous.
I am nervous.
You should be.
Yes.
This is gonna be a bloodbath.
Like all hipsters, like all dorky hipsters, like, you know, we try to keep our competitive streak like as far down as possible, but it always comes out in the worst possible scenarios.
Get ready to vomit.
Yeah, and cry, despite the fact that you promised we wouldn't do that.
It's not going to happen. Hey, Adam Alexander here. I met this guy at a haunted house that he'd produced, and I had my shirt off. I was covered in blood, and I was chasing everyone around the place with
a chainsaw. Yeah.
And it was all his idea. Mm-hmm. So that's how I met him. But the best thing about this haunted house is by floor three, these guests who'd wet their pants in the basement with me got to enjoy a three-course meal. I mean, this guy's filled with all these brilliant culinary ideas. Why don't you talk about all that stuff, dude?
Where should I start? The haunted house?
Yeah, tell them about the haunted house. And then tell them about... Yeah.
So basically, when you... It's the premise is based on dinner. So you'll actually start out outside. And the whole building is shrieking. Like, you just kind of come through this old tenement, and you just like walk out and you just see this 5-story abandoned building, and it's the building's literally shrieking. You hear this sound of a baby crying and screaming, and then
while you're eating?
Yeah, dude, it's an actual haunted house. It's a crack house. People have died in this house.
Yeah, and as you're going through this house, you're living out a story. You're crawling through the dirt. Matt Timms is jumping out with a chainsaw, scaring the bejesus out of you, and then you're going through, people are shackling you up to the walls, but meanwhile, like, there's at different intervals, you're getting a chance to drink a really nice cocktail, or you're getting a chance to eat cobwebs off of little dolls and have people feeding you with a noose around your neck.
Totally insane.
It's totally insane and very tasty.
He's got so many other ideas just like it. Like this guy, and you guys all have to plug yourselves a little better, because, like, for instance, what website you got?
Oh, my website, unprecedentedevents.com.
Dude.
Do they always involve food?
Yeah, they're always, they have all these.
They try and freak you the fuck out while you're eating as well.
Well, they're always a little bit insane. So basically it's like, there's a lot of supper clubs, but I approach it from a set designer's angle. So like my actual background is in making theatrical costumes, like oversized 10-foot costumes and 10-foot mushrooms and set design for the Christmas windows for Macy's and Saks. And so then I'll actually like go into a place and completely design the entire place.
And then eat.
And then yeah, like we'll eat in some sort of weird way. It'll be like a giant feast for the dead with whole roasted animals.
Wow, incredible.
And, like,
you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Can we just all promote him?
Well, I just wrote a book about hamburgers.
I just love my guests. They're three of the coolest dudes ever, and this is the first ever show. And the winner of this, can I go back to what we're going to do here? We're going to come up with these three courses based on the ingredients that I give you, and one of you will win. And that's going to be entirely based on what I think and what some dudes in the booth think and a small group of gaggle of cooks from Roberta's think. So we're all going to judge you, and there will be one winner who wins and gets to eat at Roberta's for free, which is kind of dope because the food here is pretty ridiculous.
Right.
That being said, if you win, George, I heard you can't do anything about it because you're on a diet. That's so lame. Talk about that.
We were supposed to record this, do the show a week ago when I wasn't on the diet. So now that I'm on the diet, I actually can't do it.
Can you tell us why you're on the diet?
I'm on this stupid diet that's called Clean.
Clean.
It's supposed to be a 21-day diet, and I'm actually only doing it for 8 days. So I can't take it. It's too brutal. They can't do anything fun. You can't drink beer. You can't eat cheese. You can't even eat freaking bananas on this diet. It's awful. So I'm just doing it because it's actually a detox. It's not really like a weight diet. It's just a detox to sort of get ready for the big eating season I have coming up.
Dude, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a whack attack.
It's a whack attack.
I did it. I did it. I did the Master Cleanse, which is a little different. It was maple syrup.
What?
Cayenne pepper.
Water, lemons.
What?
It was this horrible drink. And then every morning you had a saltwater enema. Oh. So you drank salt water until you pooped.
And then this guy would congratulate you with his giant mushrooms.
And well, that would have helped because it was really, really hard to drink that gallon of salt water. And supposedly salt water making you poop?
Oh,
that's
man.
Not the most inspirational day.
No.
It's not the best part of every day. That's certainly true.
Why don't you guys just do what I do and just do dance aerobics?
Yes. I didn't do this for health reasons. I
mean, again, with a giant mushroom.
No, I mean, this is like what if you're if you love food and you love eating like fatty foods, like what do? You just
I mean, I can't even eat bananas on this thing.
Dude, I didn't do it for health reasons. I just did it because it's something that I could prove to my freakazoid friends out in LA that I could actually do what they do. And beat them at it. I did it for 10 days. They went out at 7.
You did it? That's amazing.
10 days. Jesus Christ did it for 30-something. Am I wrong?
But when you did the Master Cleanse, did you go on with your normal life? Did you go like out dancing and...
Yeah.
Really?
You want to know why? Because your body goes into fight or flight mode.
Right.
And it's like, I better fight. I feel good right now.
I feel pretty good. I've had a headache because I usually drink two double espressos every day.
Dude, because your body is terrified.
My body's like, what the? You know, my body's terrified. You think he's given up on us. He stopped drinking coffee. He stopped drinking beer.
So listen, I want to take this all the way back to the mind kitchen. That's going to be an effect later on if we ever get a budget. Anyways, dudes.
I think that box over there is some sort of special effect.
Yeah, I don't know how to use technology yet. But I would like to build up the premise behind the show and build up the tension in this room to a nauseating level. I've got five ingredients for you guys.
Ooh. Oh,
you're going to come up with three courses. Ooh. Appetizer, main course, and dessert. You've got a kitchen at your disposal that has pretty much the world is your oyster in this kitchen. You've got a refrigerator. you've got a dehydrator. I don't know. You got like all the knives you could possibly need, food processors, blenders. You know more about that stuff than I do, foodies.
Do we have oils, sugars, that kind of
thing? That is a good point. And that's the next thing I'm coming to is what ingredients you'll also have at your disposal. It's a very basic kitchen. You will have oil, sugar, salt, pepper, milk. Which I think I shouldn't have provided, but I don't know. It might grease the wheels on this very first show.
So basically everything George can eat right now.
Yeah.
Wait, when you this say show, oil.
Like, I quit. I'm leaving.
When I say oil, that's a good point. I mean vegetable oil.
Only vegetable oil. No olive oil, no butter.
Olive oil.
Butter, we're allowing butter. Okay. But this is exactly the kind of to and fro, tit for tat that I like to hear in this very first nascent episode. Yes, we have a very basic kitchen. But basically these ingredients that I'm going to give you are the basis, and you have as much of each of those ingredients as you want, because it's a kitchen in your mind.
Kitchen, kitchen, kitchen.
Mine, kitchen, mine.
Okay, dudes, so here are the five ingredients. The five ingredients are, one after the other, number one, coconut.
Coconut.
Number two, sweet potatoes. Number three, lima beans. Number four, hot dogs. And last but not least, peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Yes. Those are your ingredients. Dudes, welcome to the Mind Kitchen. Get mind cooking. Do you like that? How I said that?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Okay, you guys, you're listening to The Mind Kitchen. Here's your host, me, Matt Timms. And we're broadcasting from Heritage Radio Network over at Roberta's in Williamsburg. And Whole Foods Market is, of course, sponsoring. Now let's talk about what's really important. George Motes, Rachel Wharton, Woo! And Adam Alexander have all created a three-course meal each using the five ingredients that I gave them. And those five ingredients were, of course, coconut, sweet potatoes, lima beans, hot dogs, and peanut butter. And they used their thinking caps, came up with something totally brilliant, and they're going to pitch it to me one at a time. Dudes, the Mind Kitchen begins.
This sounds like the contents of my college refrigerator, sort of.
Well,
you had coconuts?
Not that gross.
I'm impressed.
Maybe not a coconut.
Are we doing this by course?
No, I think we're going to do this...
by person.
You know, by person. Let's get George to introduce his first three courses.
Well, let's see. I love all these ingredients. So I started my appetizer. I started with a lima beans wrapped in sweet potato skins that are have been deep fried.
Brilliant, brilliant. I'm writing this down.
I hope you enjoy this.
Are we supposed to tell you, well, I guess you'll ask us if you have questions about how they're prepared and like what ingredients we used.
Yeah.
From our pantry.
I'm trying to
from the
Mind
Kitchen
one.
Pantry.
I'm just the chef trying to sell you on deep fried lima beans wrapped in sweet potato skins.
I think I like that idea. Go forward.
I only have one appetizer.
That's your appetizer, yeah.
My main course. We have a hot dog and lima bean casserole, and some sweet potato fries with coconut flakes that have been pan fried in clarified butter.
Oh man, I'm impressed with the side.
You don't like my casserole?
I got Trump. No, that you actually had a side too.
Yeah, that sounds fairly varsity, man.
Sorry.
And last but not least, you've finalized all this with a delicious dessert made from?
The dessert was easy. I have a peanut butter mousse made with coconut milk.
Whoa, that sounds pretty yummy. I'd actually eat that, perhaps.
Yeah. And a peanut butter mousse I would just make with just peanut butter and coconut milk in a blender and then stick it in the fridge.
And that wouldn't be disgusting? I'm trying to wrap my head around the wedding of...
How are you thickening it?
Well, with something in my
cooking
kitchen, in my vast kitchen.
Well, something. You can cook it down, too.
Then cook it down, exactly.
And bake it.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's going to be, it's a mousse. I'm thinking peanut butter, coconut, milk mousse.
Actually, if we have all kinds of technology, there's some sort of whipper.
Oh, there's a whipper. You have plenty of whippers. You can whip the crap out of this stuff.
I have Vitamix.
You can make mousse out of water in the Mind Kitchen, exactly. kitchen.
Yes. Now, Rachel Wharton, what have you prepared for us today?
All right. For your starter... Specials today are cocoa lima bean bisque with peanut butter drizzle.
I love bisque.
Yeah, it's totally that's the word.
I just love the word bisque. Yeah. Exactly. I think
and
it's going to be
lima
a lot more
bean
delicious.
Bisque.
A yeah, lima like bean bisque.
I like drizzle.
So basically, you're just cooking chunks of coconut with milk, lima beans, and butter. Cook them down till everything's nice and soft. Then you puree it, put it through a sieve, mix a little probably butter with peanut butter, and then drizzle it over.
What do you mean with peanut butter?
Like I would take peanut butter and whip it with some milk and butter so that it was a little bit thinner and then drizzle it over everyone's soup.
Oh, yum. Spatter it around like they do in the fancy restaurants.
Yes.
I get it.
I might even have a squeeze bottle in my mind. Kitchen. All right. And for your entree, crisp Mediterranean medallions of hot dog over lima bean puree. Ooh. Basically, you're just slicing hot dogs on the bias as thin as you can. Frying them in extra virgin olive oil, which is why I can then call it Mediterranean, and then whipping extra virgin olive oil and cooked lima beans and so you're serving them like kind of like 1, 2, 3 over this lima bean foam.
Wow, a treat from across the ocean.
Yes. Actually, if we were allowed to not call them hot dogs, I could probably come up with some super fancy sausage name.
Yes,
it would work even better. Exactly. All right, number three. The dessert is a sweet potato gratin with peanut butter glaze. So you're basically slicing your sweet potatoes super, super thin, layering them the way you do in a gratin dish. And then I'd probably whip peanut butter with butter and maybe a tiny little bit of milk and some sugar and layer that over so that it's like super sweet and just bake it till it's done.
This is fascinating. Wow. The best part about what you created is that it sounds incredibly versed. In Thank the art
you.
Of food.
Thank you.
I can't wait for... so we have some...
We should actually cook these things.
I wonder how that would go down.
I just shrieked on air.
I'm wondering what our cooks and our judges are going to have to say about these things, because as beautiful as your purple prose just came out,
I know.
Would it be yummy?
It's all the words.
Does it matter? Actually, it does on the Mind Kitchen Kitchen. Okay. Adam Alexander, what you got to say for yourself?
First of all, I don't think anybody would have enough courage to actually do what I'm going to do. Because it's just so, all right, insane. Mine is Valentine's Day inspired, so I would have his and hers couples actually show up at an old hospital. Yeah, and as soon as they come in, we would a couple burly men would rush in and put them in straitjackets, and then you go down into a individual room.
Wait,
and then,
was the burly men in the Mind Kitchen pantry?
You know, they presentation like, is everything. If that it means getting you. Tied up.
I thought I was eating alone.
I'm totally teasing you.
Yeah, and so then you would take them into a room, kind of like, you know, the dual massage beds. You lay them down, and then you put an IV bag, and then in the IV bag is a peanut butter Maker's Mark cocktail that you would kind of like...
Infused Maker's with... peanut butter.
I don't think Maker's Mark is an ingredient.
I could put Maker's Mark on everything. Yeah, you just brought boot. Continue.
Okay.
I got to give him a shout out. Please continue.
Well, anyways, so then after that, after the IV bag, that would be kind of like giving the person their you know, they'd make them loose. And so then we would bring out a sterling metal tray and some scalpel type instruments just to scare them. And then we would put in a vacuum packed bag would be a corn dog. And so then we would take out the corn dog and then
stick it up their butt.
No, it's actually really good. You get the corn dog and then you dip it into a dill and pineapple parsley puree, and then you feed it to them. And then after that, for the dessert course, we would actually bring out a coconut, and then you'd remove the top. The coconut might be like painted like a monkey. So then you remove the top, and then you have a apple and sweet potato mash. Inside the coconut, and this is a baby coconut, so it's actually really soft, so you can scrape the sides of the coconut, and then on top would be candied lima beans and bacon with, you know, kind of like stewed with brown sugar and brandy.
Again with the booze.
And the
we're
going
to see what the judges think bacon. About these extra ingredients. Booze being makes everything delicious.
I think there was more than booze in terms of extra ingredients.
Yes, this guy took some liberties with the Mind Kitchen. That's how I should say it. I shouldn't say it like Mind Kitchen, Kitchen. I should say Mind Kitchen.
I'm sure glad I went first.
But it would be interesting if each episode going forward, you added one pantry item from the discussion from the previous one. Like, I think burly men should be in the pantry for the next
burly
the
men
next
just
contest.
Throwing the chefs around while they're preparing.
I forgot to say that I
booze
kind of like,
booze might be a really cool addition.
All right, the Mind Kitchen is getting out of hand right now. I'm gonna whip you guys into shape. Too many cooks in the
that's
Mind Kitchen.
Because he put Maker's Mark in my IV bag.
Can I add like a Slavic nurse?
No, you can't do nothing right now. You're done. We're done. What we're going to do now is take this to the judges. So when we come back, we're going to find out what the critics, the important people, not you guys, have to say about all of this. Thanks for listening to The Mind Kitchen. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to the Mind Kitchen. I'm your host, Matt Timms, and I'm here in the Heritage Radio Network. We're radioing out of Roberta's. Broadcasting's a better word, isn't it? And guess who we're sponsored
Broadcasting
by?
Broadcasting does make us legit.
Yeah, I know.
So does Whole Foods Market.
Whole Foods Market is very nice to sponsor us. Welcome to the Mind Kitchen. And you guys were dope enough to come up with three courses, and we all had to listen to them. We all had to endure
your
three recipes.
That's nine courses total.
Yeah.
They were all totally different, by the way.
They were all very different. You guys all have very, very different brains. So this is what I'd like to do first. The people at Roberta's, the cooks out there in the galley, were all given your recipes. They put their heads together and they decided themselves what they thought was cool. Jack in the booth is going to tell us what he.
Hello.
Whoa. Hi, hello, Jack. God.
I'm here.
He in the booth told us well, he's got an opinion as well, as do any of the other producers in the booth. So let's hear what they have to say.
Well, before our opinion, the main chef in the kitchen first wanted to say about George that he thought George knew very well what he was doing and came up with a very realistic and doable three-course meal.
Wow.
But the kitchen decided to go with Rachel for her creativity and imagination.
Thanks.
That's what the kitchen people had to say. What they have to say about Adam?
We disqualified Adam, unfortunately. We loved the ideas, but bacon was not part of the deal.
Bacon, apples, pineapple.
I think there was some dill.
Bourbon.
Dill.
Interesting. Well, it wasn't allowed, according to the people in the kitchen. What about you people in the booth?
I'll pass this off to Nat, the engineer.
The booth went, what was it? 2 for Rachel, 1 for George.
Woo!
Ooh, nice.
The bacon really put us over the edge with the disqualification.
Oh, bacon. We do like bacon.
Adam, are you crying?
No. I'm used to it.
Oh, okay. It's like, that's cool. I thought those were tears.
That's why, I'm always...
No one's puked yet either.
Well, that's interesting. Now I think we have to listen to what I have to say because I am the most important dude in this room and it's my show. Basically, I really love George deep-fried lima beans in sweet potato skins, also deep-fried. I wasn't convinced that it would work or be yummy. I think you needed like a bready thing rather.
Deep-fried lima beans might be really good.
Yeah,
deep-fried lima beans?
Pan-fried.
It sent a chill down my spine. Coke. That being said, I really thought it sounded yummy. The lima bean casserole sounded doable, yes, but not as inspired as some of the brilliant other things that were going on in this room. Peanut butter mousse sounds like the best dessert
out
of all of them, with coconut milk. Then we moved on to Rachel, and she had a cocoa lima bean bisque, and obviously when I heard the term bisque, I immediately thought drool, and that was a big winner for me. After that, you took us to the Mediterranean and made medallions out of those Oscar Mayer wieners. And that was, again, quite inspirational. I didn't think your dessert would taste like a dessert. It seemed to me like it would taste like a side.
Oh, you're right, because it would be a total Thanksgiving side.
Yeah, a perfect Thanksgiving side. Adam, you know that I once lived in Williamsburg and had a fully functional dungeon working in my basement. I used to be able to hear the screams coming up through the floorboards.
Wow.
As they whipped all the submissives that came to them one at a time. Dude made a lot of money. And so that's the only thing I could really think about when all those other words came out of your mouth.
But
I
didn't want anybody to get hurt.
Oh, well.
Nobody would get hurt.
Well, I don't know. There's a
it
lot of money.
Depends on how
in
much
that.
Maker's Mark you put in IV bag.
I like the threat of violence, where it's not actually there, but you're just like it's that it's like having dinner with a noose around your neck. It's there, and you have to trust.
Show the butt plug. Don't use the butt plug.
Thank you.
The peanut butter IV could have killed him.
I love the Slavic nurse and everything, and booze in general is one of my favorite things. I'm a complete alcoholic. However, as with them, apple sweet potato mash. Let me tell you something about the Mind Kitchen. When I give you 5 ingredients, you use those 5 ingredients. But I still think Adam Alexander is a dope, dope individual, and you're all going to find out about him because he's going to be just as famous as I am someday. So anyways, no, you're going to be even more famous. That was a joke, dude.
No.
So what do we do now? Now we tell you who the winner is. And I guess I just did, because Rachel Wharton should be jumping around this room right now. She's eating Roberta's for free. She's so smart and cool, and you guys should all read Edible Brooklyn, Edible Manhattan, and stuff like that.
Which you can also find online at ediblemanhattan.com and ediblebrooklyn.com.
I'm on a diet anyway. Congratulations, Rachel.
And George Motes, when is your New York Food Film Festival?
The New York City Food Film Festival is this year is June 23rd to the 27th.
Wait, that is way too far from now. What are you doing in between?
Well, we do lots. We do lots of planning. I spent the entire day looking at venues. So we do lots of planning.
Oh, man,
lots and lots of planning. So look forward to it. NYCFoodFilmFestival.com.
Awesome. Now, let's talk about me just one more time.
Okay.
I want to tell you about the Chili Takedown. Okay, sorry, Adam. I was rude. Let's tell you, plug your next event, please.
Okay, thanks for the plug. all right, so there's a couple things going up, but for the main part, I'm going to be teaming up with one of the head performers of The Box, and we're going to create a entirely performance-based dinner party with a lot of really creative ideas to completely change the way that people eat and drink. Probably not in as close to as scary as I just described on here, but just nonetheless intriguing, where you just walk in and you're just like, what is this? This is just so weird, but so amazing. And we're going to do it, it's a dinner party and anybody can buy tickets.
And the website?
Oh, unprecedentedevents.com.
Unprecedentedevents.com.
Uh-huh.
Wicked. Now let's talk about me. Chili Takedown. I hope you guys all make it to the next one. There's one in Boston, February 28th, and it's going to be a lamb takedown. And I'm doing another lamb takedown April 18th. These are all amateur cooking competitions where anyone is invited to check out my website, chili-takedown.com. Sign up, because if you do enter one of these events, you will be given 15 pounds of lamb to cook with each, and you will be asked to create any variety of dishes that come out of your tiny little brains.
Wait, aren't you also doing a mini appetizer takedown?
Well, actually, no. A friend of mine is doing it. Kathy Irway is doing
it. You're not doing it with her?
I'm hosting that event, and that is going to be rad. It's for her book that's coming out for Not Eating Out in NewYork.com. But this isn't about Kathy Irway right now. It's about my time.
But you're doing the takedown.
Yeah. Well, I'm hosting.
Can you wear a costume? Can you do this kind of risque stuff?
I can do something with a costume. That is for a conversation for another day. I do want to talk to you guys about the next Mind Kitchen. It's coming out next month. This is going to be a monthly game show, and it's going to be super rad with different equally as brilliant people. Anyways, thanks you guys for joining us in the Mind Kitchen.